Well, see, in front of you, your book, it just seems that it's so hard. And we need that assurance this evening. In the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter is where I'll be reading from tonight. While you pray for us for a few minutes of time, I thank Rachel for those beautiful songs that she sung for us. And she does a wonderful job singing this evening. Philippians, the fourth chapter. We often quote this one of these verses in our messages, but tonight I'd like to read a little bit more than we normally do from this fourth chapter of Philippians, starting at verse 11 down through and including verse 13. Verse 11 through verse 13 of the fourth chapter of Philippians. It says in verse 11, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." And then verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." And that's our scripture reading tonight. And we often quote verse 13. And the Lord's given me a different perspective on this verse 13. That we use it as a statement, a bold statement, but it is more than just a hope or a bold statement. Paul, if you'll have it this evening, is bragging on what God has brought him through. He's bragging on how God had blessed him through so many different obstacles and things and events in his life. How many of us today have faced situations that we thought would break us or maybe even kill us? That's what Paul was talking about. He's talking about events that he went through, that the Lord brought him through it. And every event, every situation that he went through, it just showed Paul how strong God really made him to be and how strong God is as well. Many of us have faced situations that we say to ourselves or we say to others or maybe even under our breath, "I just don't know, God, how I'm going to make it. I just don't know how I'm going to make it." Our text tonight goes right along with that statement, in that this is our text. You don't know what you can do until you've gone through it. You just don't know. We look back at events that at the time we thought that they would certainly destroy us. And everything, every situation that we faced that we thought would be the end, we now look back and see how God strengthened us to bring us through it, that we could help others when they was going through those similar situations or events in their life. See, with God, we are stronger than what we think we are. I am weak, but in my weakness, I am made strong. And we never get to the point to where we think we're all that, because we know that there are things that we go through in life that does bring us down. But the grace of God comes by and strengthens us, that we can use it later for a testimony to somebody else to help them. See, by ourselves, we would be broken, destitute, or maybe even dead, because life can throw you some hard events, some hard things that we have to face. But listen what Paul had to say. He said, there's times that I've been in need, and also times that it was plenteous. I think we all can relate with that. Have you ever been in need? And then shortly thereafter, it seems like God just opens the windows of heaven and pours you out such a great blessing. Paul said, I've been sad, but I've also been happy. Sometimes if we're not careful, we'll allow the sad events, the sad things, to rob us of the joy that God wants us to have. He said, I've been full, and I've also been hungry. And I believe that many of us can say, I know what you're talking about, Paul. He said, I've been made low, but I've also been exalted. There are some times that we feel that we're so low that we have to look up to see the worm's belly. And then there's times we feel like that we're just on a mountaintop. Paul said, I've been in both of those situations. He went on to say, I've been in pleasant places, and I've also been in unpleasant places. And we can apply that to situations in our life as well. You see, how do we go on when these things happen to us? How do we go on? Paul says, listen to me, and let me tell you how I made it. Listen to me. Over in the 2 Corinthians in the 11th chapter, Paul tells us of some of the things that he had to go through that gave him the ability to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He says, starting at verse 23 of this 11th chapter, he says that I've worked hard, I've labored more abundantly than all the other apostles. But he goes on to say that he's had stripes above measure. He's also been in prison more frequent and in death oft. Of the Jews, he was 5 times received 40 stripes, save one. 5 different occasions that he was beaten with a cat of 9 tails. Thrice he was beaten with rods. Once I was even stoned. You remember, they thought he was dead. Thrice he was shipwrecked. And a night and a day he was in the deep, meaning out in the waters, left for dead. He was in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils of the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, and in perils among false brethren. He said, there was times that I was weary, times I was in pain, and in watchings often in hunger and thirst, and fastings often he was cold and naked. And then he said, besides all those, the care of all the churches that he was over, watching over, trying to help grow. And these 34 events that he talks about is all capped off by another event that he talks about in the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians, when he says in the 7th verse, in addition to all that, I had this thorn in the flesh that I had to contend with. But he say to us today, you don't know what you can do until you've gone through. You see, Paul would say, I should have been dead, but here I am. When God laid that on my heart, my spirit rejoiced because I could hear Job say, "Preach it, brother. I know what you're talking about. I should have been dead, but I made it also by God who strengthened me." The same way that Paul made it is the same way we'll make it, by God's amazing grace. Because Paul was told by God in that 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians, in the 9th verse, well, in the 8th verse, he sought the Lord 3 times that it might depart from him. But in the 9th verse, the Lord had an answer for him. "Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. When I am weak, I am made strong by the grace of God." How many of you have gone through things that you thought you just could not make it through? But then God came along and brought you through it. You see, we don't know what we might have to face in this life, but we know that there's nothing that we will face that our forefathers did not face. And they made it by the grace of God, by the prayers of the church. And Paul had churches everywhere that was praying for him and lifting him up. And today it is still duty of the church to pray one for another, to help folks when they're going through so much. My heart this week has been just torn so many times in visiting with Clarence and Georgie and Jeff and Roger and Lynn, that it just breaks you and shows you how quick a life can change, how quick a home can change, how quick brotherhood and sisterhood can change. We ought not take anything for granted, because none of us is promised tomorrow. And we don't know what we might have to face tomorrow. But while we have the good days, and I say the good days because even though all of us have something that's going on in our life, there's not a one of us, I don't think, that can stand up and say, "What I'm going through is even worse than what they're facing." Because death is imminent. It's not if, it's when. And I know that the question has been asked many times, how did it happen so quick? And many of us today, we don't know what's going on inside these bodies. You can look at many of us and you think, they're pretty healthy. And tomorrow you could hear that I fell by the wayside. How do we make it through these events and these things that we face along the journey? It's only by the strength of God that I have made it this far. How many of us tonight, if we'll be open on a Wednesday night, there's no big crowd for your hands to be seen, but there's probably been times that we've all been at a point that this is more than I can take, and we was ready to quit. But then we was reminded, as Paul says here, what God has brought us through. How many of you know tonight God has brought you through things that normal people could not stand, could not face? It would tear up their whole life and their composure. But God stands by his children. And thank the Lord tonight, I am a born again child of God. That no matter how deep the river is, God can bring us through it. No matter how high the mountain is, God can bring us over it. And no matter how dry the valley is, the Lord can bring us through it because He's God. Paul was, in Roger's terms, bragging on what God had done for him. I think every one of us has a testimony tonight of what God has done for us, what God has brought us through. And sometimes we, and I'm talking to my elders tonight in the church, the elders of the church, I should say, that we hear people testify or request prayer for some things that is big in their life. And we hear it and we think, man, that ain't nothing. Let me tell you about my battle scars of what God has brought me through. Because you see, we don't know what we might have to face tomorrow. But we know this. The Lord said He would never leave us nor forsake us. So no matter what happens tomorrow, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. It is His strength. How many of us today, sometimes you wonder how you have the strength to go on. You know you're weak. You know you're worn. But it's God's strength that shows up. If you have the desire, God's strength and your desire will bring you through it. He'll bring you through it every time. Not just part of the time, but every time. If we have the right motive, not that we would be lifted up, but that God would be lifted up. Look what God did for me. How many of you got a testimony like that? Look what God did for me. Even today, besides salvation, and there is nothing that God does for us that tops salvation. Can I get an amen on that? Salvation is the greatest thing God could ever do for us. Because that's when He reached way down in the portals of hell and pulled us out and saved our dying souls. But even after salvation, how many of you have been benefactors of the Lord passing by and doing something great in your life that you thought, I'll never get through this. And the things that God brings us through, we will never forget about them. We will never forget about them. The heartbrokenness, God will bring us through it. You'll never get over it, but you'll get through it. You'll never get over it. I'll say that again. But you'll get through it. You'll get through it. And the things that God does for us, Rob and Sharon sing a song every once in a while. Everything that God does for us, it's another trophy that we've got in our own life. My trophies may not mean as much to you as they do to me. But I remember when I look at them, you know, and let me put this in. I've known people that won a lot of trophies, and they were beautiful trophies. But you know, once they pass on, the kids box them up and they throw them in the garbage or give them to somebody else because they don't mean anything to them. Well, I'm trying to share my trophies while I go along this journey and help others to get theirs. Because you see, everything God does for us, it's by His grace and our determination. We have to want to. We got to have the will to go on. Because without the will, God won't come in and force us to do anything. But we've got to have the will to keep going for our Lord and Savior. And every time Paul went through these things, go back and read about them. You know, he'd get beaten and he'd get up and go preach another message. It didn't stop him. There ought not be anything that stops us, because God's grace is greater than anything Satan can throw at us today. Even though at the time, and I will confess, there are times that we feel like we can't even get up. But then God's grace comes by. We get blessed and we get in our right mind. And we're like Paul. I can do this. I can do this by the help of God. And today, we will never get to the place in this life that we don't need the help of God. Paul, one of the greatest men to ever preach the gospel, but he still realized, Brother Eli, every day I need God to get me through it. I need God to give me the victory. I need God to strengthen me that I might be able to face tomorrow. Lord, help me make it through today. And if I make it through today, God, I'm going to need you tomorrow, even as much or maybe more than I did today. I can do all things through Jesus who strengthened me. You know, if I can go back there real quick and I'll close. Who strengtheneth me? Paul said, everything he did for me yesterday, he can do for me today. And if I'm alive tomorrow, he can strengthen me tomorrow for what I face. Because sometimes these valleys just wear you out. Amen. Sometimes climbing the high mountain just wears you out. And I know we're in a Baptist church and most folks wouldn't agree with this message or this word that I'm about to say, this statement that I'm about to say. But there are times on the Christian journey that we just need the strength of God to come by and refresh us. That we're like a runner. We've run and we've run and we've run and we've run out of energy. We need God to come by and energize us. Give us the strength we need, because, Lord, I can't make it on my own. I can't make it by my strength. I need your strength. Tonight we're going to close with an altar of prayer, because the needs are so great, not just for those that aren't here, but for those of us that are here. Every one of us has got multiple burdens, as we brought in the message last Wednesday night, I believe it was. We have multiple burdens that we're bearing. And sometimes it feels like it's more than we can carry. But then there's a time of refreshing that comes, that God's Spirit just comes by and strengthens us and gives us the energy to go on. And as I said, I think it was Sunday, I'd rather wear out for God than I had to rust out for the devil. Because I know my Redeemer liveth, and I know God rewards every one of our efforts to do more and more and more. Some would say you're preaching rewards, Roger. The Bible says we're not saved by our works, but we're saved unto good works. So keep climbing. Keep paddling. Keep walking. Keep walking. And don't stop until we make it to the other side. Would you join us in this altar as we pray? First of all, thanking God for the strength he's already given us in days past. Thanking him for the strength of today. And God is so consistent, we can go ahead and thank him for the strength he's going to give us tomorrow. Amen. Let's brag on him as we pray.
Dear Lord, I praise you tonight for
back and over time and see all the things, Lord, that you have brought us through, what you watched over us with. Lord, how you have blessed us to not be able, Lord, not suffer many of the things that Satan will bring against us to try to destroy us, Lord, and to try to destroy our families and our churches. But God, that we're still marching, still going on by the strength that you have given to us. Lord, we pray tonight that God, as we look back, that we would be more faithful to you, Lord, and dedicated in the future than we were in times past. God, we thank you for all of the wonderful testimonies that we have today of your deliverance, Lord, that you showed up and gave it us the strength in the very moment, Lord, in the very hour that we needed it the most. God, I pray tonight, not just for ourselves, but for my brothers and sisters, Lord, that are assembled here tonight. God, I ask you to be with those that are in the most dire need in this hour. Lord, we pray a special blessing upon that young man that was made mention of in the prayer request tonight. God, we pray for healing to his body. Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless Nathan. Lord, we pray for Courtney, all these young people today. We pray for them. God, asking you to be with them and bring them through it. God, we pray for Sister Georgia and the boys and the family. Lord, we pray for Brother Clarence. For we know that, God, that the time isn't long. But God, we pray for them and ask you to strengthen them, Lord, in this hour. Go with us now. Lead, God, and direct us. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I share this with you and I'll close. I guess the Lord laid this on my heart for this message tonight because there are things in life that we have to face that we feel like that are more than we can bear. And yesterday I had a conversation with Georgie and also Lynn. And, you know, some people say, I know exactly how you feel, or I know what you're going through. If you haven't been there yourself, you really can't make those kind of statements. And yesterday was a very difficult day for Clarence because it was the first, with him being cognizant, it was the first that he heard the word hospice coming to his house. And when it was mentioned, he shook his head no. And Georgie had to have a conversation with him that went back to when he was in ICU, that when you asked a doctor if he could fix your heart and he said no, you remember that, and he said he did. Excuse me. And she said, well, that's why hospice has to come in, because there is no way they can cure or heal your heart. But she said he can. And Clarence pointed up how hard to hear. And I told Lynn, I don't know the depth of that statement being heard by your ears or mine, that your days are numbered, even though we know it, right? But how many of us think that that comes to somebody else's house? It don't come to my house, but it's coming to all of our houses. And I told Lynn and Georgie both, and Jeff, is that we don't know how he feels. We have no comprehension. They know it from being a son or being a daughter-in-law or being a wife, but they don't know how he feels hearing those words. So I ask you to seriously pray for that whole household today. And tomorrow night, he was so adamant today, you're coming tomorrow, right? And I said, is that what you want? And he shook his head, yes. He said, yes. And then he spoke the word, yes. He said, yes, you're coming. And I said, we'll be there. And when he says, you're coming, he's not talking just about me. He's talking about the church coming. And I told you on Sunday, and again, I'll share it and I'll close. Life in perspective, once it clicked what is going on with him, and even when he was medicated, he still had times where he was fully cognizant. I mean, Becky was there. She saw him. And his request was just to go and sit on his back porch. That puts it in perspective today. When comes our time for leaving, it's not your bank account. It's not the house. It's not your automobiles. It's not the job. It's where your heart is at, is where you'll want to be. Amen. So I share all that with you so you know. Clarence knows. Clarence does know, as well as the whole family. But we don't know when. Only God knows that tonight. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming out on Wednesday night. I appreciate each and every one of you. And if it's where you physically can, come out tomorrow night at 6:30. Let me put this in as well. They have a pretty good-sized driveway, but at the same time, I don't know how many people are going to be there. So if you would like to meet here at the church at 6, maybe 10 till 6, about how long is it from here? Okay, let's say a quarter till. We'll leave at a quarter till. How's that? We'll leave at a quarter till. And we can carpool, try to get reduce a few vehicles by doing so. All right. If you're not here by a quarter till, we'll see you there. Is that okay to say that? Because I'm probably talking to myself when I say that. I said, if you're not here by a quarter till, we'll see you there. And I said, I'm probably talking to myself. but, yeah. Yeah, so, but where there's a will, there's a way. I'll see you tomorrow. They're talking about church, so.
No, I mean, if they park over here, hopefully they won't bring, you know.
It didn't sound like that kind of
anniversary. Yeah. Okay. So you made the motion and the second, and you approved it. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's all right, buddy.